Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
People are excited about the Texans' future, and we'll have more about the Texans coming up during the NFL whip around. We go over the AFC South coming up at 12:40 a.m. Eastern. Certainly people are excited over the Houston Astros, 56-27, if I'm not mistaken. You got some of the best young players in the league. This was a team that back in 2013 had a payroll of what ended at around $21 million, and people couldn't stand what they were doing. Now they are tops among all baseball teams right now, kicking ass, taking names. They look like they could be headed up for the World Series, and now the Houston Rockets getting Chris Paul, getting a leader, putting him alongside of James Harden, and people were thinking upset maybe against the Golden State Warriors. To talk about all that, we welcome in Jenny Dial Creech, Houston Chronicle, at Jenny Dial Creech on Twitter. She covers the Houston Rockets, and boy, we've done an about-face over the last couple of years when it comes to our outside thoughts about the Houston Rockets. Jenny, how did this all take place where a couple of years ago we're thinking, I don't know if Daryl Morey's going to get this thing going, and it just seems to be a mess in Houston, and now there's legitimacy here that this team could maybe even upset Golden State coming out of the West.
Yeah, the thing about Daryl Morey is that we always know he's going to try, right? Whoever's available, whatever big name is available, whether it's a guy who wants to be traded, someone available in free agency, he's making the pitch and he's trying to bring them to Houston. And he's landed a couple of them, and we've seen some of that work out, and we've seen some of that not work out. And now he went out and he got himself Chris Paul. And this is one of the most intriguing moves the Rockets have made in years. I think people are we're just anxious. We're anxious to see how this looks, how Chris Paul looks alongside James Harden. And, this is the most excited I've seen this fan base in a while.
The fans are excited. What are some of the drawbacks, or at least maybe some of the concerns? It's not going to happen overnight. They're going to have to take a little bit of time at the beginning of the season to iron this thing out. But you know how we like to overreact over this stuff. So what could be some of the overreactions that we see early in the season?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think the initial overreaction makes a lot of sense. I mean, you spent a year turning James Harden essentially into this elite point guard. I mean, that's what Mike D'Antoni came in and did. He says, James Harden's our point guard. We saw his assists rise. I mean, he was responsible for like 80% of the Rockets' points, whether scoring them or assisting on them. I mean, he did a phenomenal job facilitating that offense. So it's like, why do you go out and then get another elite point guard? How does that work? So I think that's the big question, and that's the thing that people are reacting the most to. I can see a few ways it would work. I think about like a Kyrie LeBron situation. Obviously, I think the rotation's going to have to change. They're both going to have to play off the ball a little bit more. But I think Mike D'Antoni is the coach that makes that work because of the way his brain works on offense. He's the guy, if you want to have multiple point guards out there, he's the guy you want coaching them.
So it might be a small ball type of thing, certainly in the backcourt there. Who ends up being more of the point guard out of those two? And then if they're both playing off the ball, who gets to step up and take some of those minutes to create for both of them?
Yeah, so, I mean, if it's me, if I'm coaching, the way I would see this looking is, you know, obviously starting Chris Paul at the point guard position and James there at the two. But, you know, being able to sub Chris Paul out early and slide James Harden straight over into that to the number one spot, and then having Eric Gordon come in off the bench, sixth man of the year this year, can play at the two really well. And all of a sudden, now you can always have Paul or Harden on the court. And the other thing, too, is I think that you look at some of those late-game situations where Harden takes over, so to speak, and a lot of times that really works out well. At other times, we saw late in the year where it didn't, where he was double or triple teamed, and he didn't get rid of the ball, didn't have anyone to go to. I think that's a situation where now you have Chris Paul dishing to James Harden, and some of those impossible shots that Harden takes somehow now seem a little more possible. So I think there's a lot you can do with it, but I think the main thing is they're going to take pressure off each other if this is done correctly.
Jenny Dow Creech, Houston Chronicle, joining us on the show. What does Nene bring to the fold?
You know, I think what we saw with him, D'Antoni did such a good job managing his minutes all year that we saw the best parts of Nene late in the season and in the playoffs. Certainly in the playoffs against Oklahoma City, who did have a really good post game, which was hard for the Rockets that were a little bit of a smaller team. And I think that's what he brings. I also really like the combination of having a guy like him when you have these young players in your post, like Clint Capela, and now they've just signed Zhou Qi from China, another young forward slash center guy. Nene is the kind of guy you want in the locker room with those guys. He's the kind of guy you want in practice with those guys because he's teaching good habits. And he's, you know, he's a great voice. He's a leadership role. Everyone likes the guy. So I think that was a really smart move to get him back and to do what they needed to do to get him back.
Is Nene the most fun name you've ever gotten to talk about it when it comes to basketball?
Yes, I think so. I think he's winning that right now. I'll really have to think about that, though, and see where it goes. But definitely he's up there.
I this is a legitimate question. I'm not even joking because I'm just not sure about – I don't want to get into any sort of imperialism here. But most guys from Brazil, we see a lot of guys who they only go by one name. Like Nene does have a last name. Why is that? I just want to know. Has he ever told you during his time?
No, but I think he legally changed it, didn't he? Like, I think it's legally just the one name now, even though he still uses the other one on his Twitter. Because we had I remember having like a big conversation style wise, like what we write in the newspaper for him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think legally he is just Nene. And that was like a nickname his parents gave him when he was a child or something.
Well, yeah, I saw like May Biner was his real first name, his birth name. And he did legally mm-hmm. change it. I've seen like there's a lot of soccer players who come from Brazil. Mm-hmm. They go by one name. Nene is his one name. I didn't know if there was a cultural thing behind it or maybe he just liked the nickname and decided he'd be like Cher. And he
maybe
would just go like
just
Cher.
Maybe they're a lot cooler than me because I definitely couldn't pull off just Jenny.
Well, you got three names. So could you give him one?
I'm so uncool that I have to, like, add names.
Jenny Dow Creech joining us on the show. All right, what's this team's actual possibilities of getting to a Western Conference Finals and maybe upsetting Golden State, who brings back Andre Iguodala and certainly Sean Livingston to help out their rotation?
Yeah, I mean, look, the Rockets were the third-best team in the West last year. I think they're probably still the third-best team, maybe the second. Maybe Chris Paul makes them closer to the second-best team in the West. But I still think Golden State runs away with this as of right now. But I also think that's kind of fun. I think it's bad in a way that there's this super team and no one can beat them. But at the same time, it's kind of fun that that's what people are chasing and that's what we're seeing in free agency. Like, I'm really enjoying free agency this year because no one's trying to build something for the future, honestly. I mean, you look at what Oklahoma City did. You look at what the Rockets did. These are guys they're going to have for 1 year guaranteed, and then they kind of have to start all over again next year. But everyone's chasing the Warriors. That's the trend. That's what a team that good has done to the league. So the Western Conference has gotten a lot stronger. Jimmy Butler comes over. Paul George comes over. I think the Western Conference is going to be phenomenal. The Eastern Conference is going to be disappointing, quite frankly.
Oh, yeah.
Wherever LeBron is, they'll make it to the finals.
Well, it's a bothersome thing to me. Jenny Dow Creech joining us on the show. Let me ask you this: is that there's so many people who, and I'll get calls from some of the flyover states, obviously, and I live in a flyover state where, well, I got Cleveland and I got Golden State, San Antonio, but that's about it. And I would add Houston to it, certainly. But there's a lot of people saying, if I don't have a shot to win, why am I even watching some of this stuff? Do general managers really think that whatsoever? Because they might say those things, but I don't think an owner's going to let you just let teams roll over you and let people stop coming to the arena and paying their money to come see your basketball team.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the good general managers are the ones that are making these moves. I think that's why you're seeing – that's why you see Presti in Oklahoma City – going after Paul George it could very well be a situation where Paul George and Russell Westbrook are sharing a moving van to LA next year. I mean, you just really don't know what's going to happen there. And Morey going to get Chris Paul when you have no idea if that's going to be a long-term thing. These are the guys that are figuring out how do we compete. And if you can compete, people are going to come and watch. I think Oklahoma City got better. I think the Rockets got better. I think Spurs will stay what they were, and that was pretty dang good when Kawhi Leonard was healthy. So I think that that's fine. I think it's smart for them to get Patty Mills locked up in case Tony Parker isn't going to be himself next year. Mm-hmm. And then Minnesota got a lot better. I think that these are all teams that are trying to do whatever they can do to really compete with the Warriors at the end. And when you have a fan base that believes that you have the chance to, they're going to show up. And I do believe, like, you look at the Rockets, I think the Rockets are one piece away from being able to do that.
St. Louis would be a cards town. Chicago would probably be a bears town to what people would tell me. What type of town is Houston?
Oh, it's still a football city. I mean, when it's all said and done, the Texans are still the most popular team here, which drives me absolutely crazy because I'm a basketball nut. I grew up in San Antonio, and that's all we had. So I'm all about the basketball. And people do show up for the Astros, and people are excited about the Astros, as they should be. This is a phenomenal year, and that team is so much fun, has been for a couple of years. But, they can be a little fair weather about basketball, but I can guarantee you that there's going to be some butts in the seats with Chris Paul in town. Harden does that. People here do love James Harden, and they do follow him really closely. So I think that they'll want to be there, especially for those big games. And when you play in this division in the Western Conference, there are a lot of really big games in town.
So it's called Clutch City. They've won championships. It's massive. And you would say that the Rockets, begrudgingly, obviously, the Rockets are bringing up the rear?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Astros and Rockets, like whoever's in season, people do care. But at the end of the day, if I, found out something and wrote about J.J. Watt tomorrow, I'd probably get more attention than anything else I could do. I mean, people, this is just, it's still, at the end of the day, it's still Texas, and football still matters a ton. And I also think people are frustrated with the Texans, and especially after the Brock Osweiler situation. And so I think there's a lot of interest there because people want them to be a lot better. The sports here are getting better year by year, except for the Texans, and I think fans here are ready to see that.
Real quick, can you rank now, you just mentioned about Golden State, obviously, here. Can you rank who you think the top teams in the NBA are right now?
Yeah, I mean, just based on what we know.
Give me five
before,
if you can.
Before seeing what's going to happen, I'd still say, Golden State, Cleveland, and then I would put the Spurs there because we know exactly who they are when they're healthy. And then I'd go Rockets and probably Oklahoma City. I mean, and I think the Rockets could easily overtake. I just want to see how it plays out. I want to see if James Harden and Chris Paul work together as well as people hope they can. And I want to see other things change with the Rockets. They still need some depth on that team. I think P.J. Tucker was a great addition. I think that could work out well. And they have to be a little better defensively to really hang in those seven-game playoff series.
Jenny Dow Creech. Jenny, thank you very much for joining me tonight. We'll do it again soon.
Absolutely. Have a great one.
Thank you. You too. Jenny Dow Creech, Houston Chronicle. Follow on Twitter at Jenny Dow Creech. Wonderful stuff from her.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.